When critics talk about musician Ari Lennox, they use words like classic and timeless to describe her soulful R&B sound. I've been eating whipped cream, having vivid dreams. Oh, you're racing through people on TV screen. With the release of her debut album, Shea Butter Baby, audiences are showing up and showing love for the other side of Ari Lennox. Frank songs about today's realities, being broke, moving to a new apartment, figuring out where you stand in relationships that aren't so clear-cut. And oh, let's not even mention all the people who are fans on Instagram Live, where she holds forth on any number of subjects. For all these reasons, we're really pleased to welcome Ari Lennox. She's here with us in our studios in Washington, D.C. Welcome.
Hey, thank you so much for having me.
And it's actually welcome home, right?
Yeah,
because you are from this area.
Yeah, sure.
Born in D.C., raised in Maryland and Virginia, the DMV, as we like to say. So what's it like to be back home now that you're blowing up like this? Can you go to, like, the CVS if you want to without being recognized?
Yeah, I definitely can go to the CVS. You know, sometimes people recognize me, sometimes they don't. But it's a beautiful feeling, and I just can't wait to move back eventually.
How did you start singing, or how did you realize you could sing?
I don't know. I just was always singing. I didn't know if it was good or not, but my grandma, she told me that I sounded like an angel, and I maybe perhaps that kept me going. I mean, I always wanted a solo at the church, and they didn't ever give it to me, but eventually they did, and I froze, but then I killed it. And I just feel like that kind of just followed me all throughout my life. Like, I've always kind of been slept on a bit, and then I was finally given that opportunity to kill it. Like, even going to Duke Ellington School of the Arts, like, they slept on me. I think they thought I was talented, but for whatever reason, they didn't want to give me a lot of solos or any type of just love like that. But I don't know. I think that's what encouraged me to grind so hard.
Well, could it be that in part because your sound is a little different? Like, the president of your record label told Billboard that he signed you. You're with J. Cole's label, which seems like a good fit because he's also a storyteller.
Yeah.
Like you are.
Thank you.
But he said that your sound was not the norm for what R&B sounds like.
Wow.
And I'm wondering, you know, if the songs resonate with people because you talk about very relatable situations. Like, for example, you have a song called Broke, which is self-explanatory. And New Apartment.
Mm-hmm.
It's about just what it sounds like, being able to afford your own apartment.
Mm-hmm.
And I cannot resist. I have to play some of it.
I just got a new apartment. I'm gonna leave the floor wet. Walk around this bitch naked. Nobody can tell me. A girl just bought some rice for decoration. Ain't nobody cooking, nobody baking. Leaving my curls in the shower. No more missing the hot water.
I can only imagine what inspired that song, but
I never had an apartment before, so just finally having my own place, and it was magical. It was gorgeous, beautiful tub. I never could use the tub because I was afraid of the roaches. So unfortunately, there's always like pros and cons to that, but it was mine, and I loved it. Like, it was my baby, and I still miss that apartment, even though there was bug issues. I miss it.
Well, it made me wonder why there aren't more songs like that in R&B. I mean, R&B is very dominated by relationships, right? Sex, relationships, songs. But it did make me wonder, why aren't there more songs about other milestones in R&B? Like, why is that?
Well, first of all, I'm thankful that people love New Apartments so much, because I always feel like my comfort zone is writing about romance and sex. But I think there's this narrative that the world just wants to hear about simple things and or just extreme, like, sadness. I've just been broken up with or something like that. So, yeah, I think that's why it's hard for people to realize, oh, I could talk about the fact that I had a dog once. You know, those are some of the most beautiful songs ever, you know what I mean? And I really appreciate this conversation because it makes me realize I should keep talking about other aspects of my life.
That must be interesting, like, because you've spent a lot of time, like a number of artists, you've had to really be on your grind. Like, I understand that you were an Uber driver.
Mm-hmm.
You worked at Wendy's.
Mm-hmm.
You worked at
Planet Fitness.
Planet Fitness. That was an okay job, apparently.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right? That was easy. Planet Fitness was the best job, actually, because I could do my little squats behind the desk. There was always time to just, like, mess around and just do whatever.
But Uber seems like that would offer a lot of storytelling possibilities.
Oh, my gosh. It did.
Do you think we'll find some of that in your songs at some point?
You are giving me my life, because that is the next song. There are so many terrifying stories. Like, for instance, I was driving all the way into the middle of Weddington, North Carolina, and it was just deep in the South, and it was just really, really late. It was like 2 a.m., and I'm driving, and I'm like, so, like, where's your house? And he's just like, oh, just keep going straight, keep going straight. And it's all darkness and woods. And then I see a sign that says plantation, and I was like, nah, like, absolutely nah. Like, what is this? He was just like, just keep going straight. And there was no house. There was nothing. He was like, just drop me off right here. Like, I get chills thinking about it. Like, there was nothing out there. Like, or I didn't see no house. Or I don't know what that was. But I was done driving that late. And also after being thrown up on,
yeah,
like four times.
Oh, my goodness.
I was done.
Oh, my goodness. Well, you have certainly lived, you've packed quite a lot of living into these few years.
Yeah.
You have a lot of material.
Yeah.
There's another song I wanted to play. Let's play Static.
Static,
okay.
Yeah. Hey, hey, you're in control now. Don't let the static drown us. You're in control of how good you're. I know love. I can't get a signal. Maybe I'm too cheap. Maybe I'm too broke for settle.
A little bit more about this.
It's basically a letter to my anxiety disorder. Like, I've been struggling with anxiety since this summer before my senior year. I wound up in the hospital, and that feeling of the world closing in just never really stopped. So Static is like me basically talking about how you're in control. Like, even when I feel like I'm not, I am in control. And I will get this panic attack in order. Like, it'll subside. So. You're in control.
I just feel like that one of the reasons I'm glad we play that is that it kind of distills for me what I hear people say about what makes your music special to them, which it comes down to you're being very blunt and very real about the things that you've experienced, the things that you're going through, the things that you feel. But what do you think people are responding to when you get a chance to talk to your fans? What do they tell you?
I think a lot of people just feel free, like they feel like they're living their best college life, or like their best independent grown woman life, like experiencing their own place for the first time, or just being able to relate to dating someone who doesn't have that much money, or just rocking their curls and knowing like it's beautiful and natural is beautiful.
But you've been working so hard for this. Do you feel like you've gotten where you wanted to be?
Yes, but I want to get a little farther, because here's the thing. A nice house in like Chevy Chase, D.C. is like over $1 million. And then still, you got to really like renovate that joint even at a mill. So fortunately, but unfortunately, I have to like save money for $1 million house, because I really want to live in D.C. Do you think that's stupid?
No, of course not. No.
So I feel like I'm nowhere near my goal. Basically, that's what I'm trying to say. And I have a long way to go with this grinding stuff.
Well, we're glad, because we want to hear yet more music from you. What are we going to go out on?
Whipped cream.
Tell me about that.
It's my sweet little baby. It was my final goodbye to my ex. And finally, like, I'm in a better place. It's like this haunting, sweet baby of mine, Whipped Cream.
I love it. That is Ari Lennox. Her album, Shea Butter Baby, is out now. She was kind enough to join us in Washington, D.C., her hometown.
Yeah.
She hopes to return. We hope she will.
Yep, I will.
Thank you so much for talking with
us. Thank you for having me.